Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Wow. I am missing nothing. If it's going to swing, you better make it sting, cause I'm the comeback king.
Welcome back, everybody. Thursday night's Johnny B Show. Great choice on the rejoiner, Will.
Thank you. I knew you'd love that.
Oh, such a good song.
It's a jam.
Yeah, I was going to put that. I was going to do 1 hour of that in a loop when I was doing my neighborhood walks before I bought the treadmill.
Yeah.
Could you just imagine walking to the beat of the comeback king? You know what I mean?
I'm the comeback king. I am missing nothing.
That bad guy's got rhythm. Comeback king.
It's Corey nice. Feldman.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, he rules.
If people don't know who that is, just move out of this country. He's an absolute national treasure, you know?
I'm just picturing, you know, our boy Rusty will call in and be like, hey, what are you guys listening to? And he's probably like, this is a jam. I like this. I can get in on this. Yeah.
He's a good kid. He's open to anything. Like, he's just not like some shallow-minded, I only like one thing type of kid. He's like, no, man, really, tell me more about, Creedence Clearwater Revival.
How deep in Corey Feldman's catalog are we going here?
Yeah. Oh, man, he's great. You ever go down a Corey Feldman rabbit hole on YouTube? It's pretty good.
I can't say that I have, believe it or not. And you would think that I would because I like that sort of stuff. But no, I haven't ventured down. I have seen him, I think it was on the Today Show or something, where he had his angels and he performed. That was super cringe.
Yeah.
But other than that, I don't really recall ever seeing anything else on YouTube.
Oh, yeah, dude. There's stuff from the 90s where he pops in on different shows singing, and it's ridiculous, dude. It's so good. He's actually way better now than he was, you know, 25 years ago.
Hard to believe.
It was incredibly cringe and in the best way possible. Mm-hmm. So totally enjoy it. He was good on the movies, though, man. You got to give him credit. Like, good actor. Back in the day, did really good movies, so yeah, I like him. Good-looking guy. I mean, Diane would probably vote for him just because of that.
Yeah. I always wonder with because remember he claimed that he was going to expose some of these Hollywood pedophiles, and then he was like, "Yeah, I'm going to do it." And they brought a news camera crew out there. He's like, "Yep, I'm gonna." And they're like, "Okay, go ahead." And he was like, "I'm gonna do it sometime in the future." In the near future. And then he's like, have you ever heard this song Comeback Kid that I did? And they're like, okay, we're going to go. Thank you. I'm wasting your time.
I'm the comeback kid. Yeah. Well, I think he wanted to, but he probably got, you know, pulled to the side and was told, you know, all the reasons of why he shouldn't.
Yeah, we'll kill you if you do.
Yeah.
Oh, you know that him and all of the, like Britney Spears too, the TMZ. I started to watch that for some reason. I don't know why. The TMZ, Britney Spears. It was just utter trash. I don't know what I expected exactly, but you know her too. She was just, oh my God, can you imagine the things that were done to her? Yeah. I mean, of course she's crazy. Like, they should all be great. The one that goes by them, they now, the Demi Lovato.
Mm-hmm.
She was in that club, too, with Britney Spears, and she's crazy. It's like,
All the Mickey Mouse Club people, aside from, like, Justin Timberlake, are nut jobs.
Right. Yeah. I wonder why.
I don't know.
Was and the Nickelodeon kids. Just escaped?
Yeah.
Or maybe maybe he's just emotionally strong or holding back or something. But, most of them were diddled for sure.
Oh, if not other ways of abuse, too. Like, what's her name? Drew Barrymore, right? Like, she was, addicted to drugs and alcohol at 11 years old. 11 years old.
Yeah.
You know, she was going to parties, like, as 12, 13 years old, going to adult parties in Hollywood. Like, she's told all the stories. And, you know, she's, I guess, got her stuff together now. She has her talk show that does real well. But you can tell... when she talks, even on her talk show, she ain't right. Like, there's something broken. And the fact that she's even as functional as she is really impressive. But my heart kind of is broken for her because she's just one of those kids that just got brutalized by Hollywood. Just brutalized. And the parents just sell them off because they're getting so much money. Like Britney Spears, like her dad was just banking on her, you know. So it's like, yeah, it's fine, you know.
Amanda Bynes, that's another one.
Oh, another one, yeah. Jesus. Nut jobs.
She just went back in the loony bin, too. I think she was, like, nude, walking around Hollywood Boulevard. And, you know, she was, it's terrible, but that's, you know, the reality. I wish Corey Feldman would. It's like, Corey, you know, what more do you have to lose? What more do you have to live for? Honestly, if they kill you, your sacrifice will be appreciated. Like, we need to string up these monsters. And, you know, we'll play Comeback Kid for you every now and again as a rejoiner on the Johnny B Show. Like, what more do you want?
Yeah, we'll honor him, dude.
Right.
100%.
Your sacrifice will be appreciated.
We should do that for Throwback Thursdays. Let's start doing rejoiners by people that we know were abused as children in Hollywood.
Oh, God. Yeah, what? Okay. We could do Amanda Bynes. We could do
Britney Spears, Christina Aguilera. We could do all of them. Yeah,
I feel
dude.
Like Christina's held it together pretty well, too. But maybe not.
I wonder
what's
her
gone
because
now. She disappeared.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Because she kind of comes and goes out of the limelight. And then she'll show back up as different versions of herself. She'll come back 200 pounds. She'll come back 120 pounds. She'll come back with weird hairstyle, with normal hairstyle. I mean, the only thing that is consistent is she can sing. You know, she's got a great voice, and I think she's a pretty lady, but there's something off about her too, man.
She's, I was trying to look her up, see where she's at right now. She's 42. She's from Staten Island. Mm-hmm. I mean, I haven't even thought about her in forever, many, many years. What's the last hit that Christina Aguilera has had?
Oh, God. It was probably that You Are Beautiful song with all the ugly people, ironically, in the video.
2012. Fighter.
That's a good one.
2020, Loyal But Brave. I think that was on the Mulan soundtrack. Okay. I don't know if I've ever heard it, but that doesn't necessarily mean anything either.
Right. She was a coach on The Voice, you know, a few years ago.
Okay. Yeah. She's still doing all right. She's still around, kind of tacitly. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. She pops up once in a while just to let you know she still exists.
Well, that's like I kind of thought she was one of those that was like around for a decade and made like $100 million and was like, I'm out. Peace. I'm going to go live my life very well, eat a bunch of good food, tour the best beaches, and have a good time. And everybody will kind of forget about you, and, you know, you can kind of go live out in the world. Like, that's the way to do it.
Yeah, I think that's kind of what she's doing. It's kind of like Chris Tucker. Chris Tucker made a bunch of money. And then everybody's like, whoa, he's not making movies anymore. But then once in a while, he will. Like, TM said he had a really good small part in that Air movie.
Yeah, he was
that
good.
You just saw.
Yeah.
But he's not, like, working his ass off. He's rich. And I think that's the way I would be, too. If I got a couple of licks and I had $50 million in the bank, kill yourself?
Didn't he go broke and then kind of, I guess he didn't blacklist himself from Hollywood because he just did the Air movie, but I kind of thought that he
got religious.
Was that what it was? Okay.
Yeah. Did I tell you about my weekend with him?
No.
Yeah. Not in a gay way. I got to open for him at the Improv for a weekend. I was so excited, dude. I'm like, oh my God, this is so dope. I'm opening for Chris Tucker. I'm me and Smokey. You know what I mean? It's going to be dope. And he comes into the green room and he introduced himself. Very nice. Very nice gentleman. I said, well, I'm Johnny B. I'm going to be your host, you know, all weekend. He goes, oh, that's great, man. I just got to tell you, are you dirty? I said, not as a host. I won't be doing a lot of dirty stuff. No, I try to keep it pretty clean with my 12 minutes. You know, it's bad etiquette for a host to be dirty, right? You don't want, it needs to build if there's going to be a show like that. So I said, no, I won't be dirty or anything. He goes, oh, that's good, man, because I found Jesus. I said, I started laughing. Because I had no idea. I thought he was, you know, pulling my leg. I started laughing. He straight-faced me. He goes, yeah, I know it sounds funny, man, but it's true. I said, oh, you're real. Like, you really, oh, no, hey, no problem,
oh,
dude. A lot of people.
Praise be.
No, I said, there's a lot of religious people. Like, yeah, it's fine. He goes, nah, man, I don't curse at all on stage anymore or anything. And I'm like, okay, well, that's not the Chris Tucker I remember on Def Jam and all that mm-hmm. stuff. Dude, he kind of bombed all weekend.
Oh, I bet.
It was, people were going there expecting the 90s Chris Tucker, and it wasn't, you know what I mean? And I mean, people were happy to see his face, so was I, but man, he kind of ate it all weekend, and I felt bad for him because he was trying to find his groove in this new genre of comedy, and, you know, he was a faith, you know, a man of faith, and he really believed in it, and I respect that, but it hurt to watch him eat doo-doo, mm-hmm. you know? But you know, I think that's why he quit Hollywood the way he did, probably.
I'm seeing here that he lost, well, not lost, but had to pay the IRS $14 million. So he
well,
was
damn.
Like, didn't pay your taxes, guys.
Well, that's a problem with a lot of, you know, you got people that get all this money and they're not, you know, they're not well-versed in maintaining and you know, handling their money well. Like I said, if I hit the Powerball this week, first thing I'm going to do is call Dom. I'm like, Dom, I need help. I need a money guy. I need somebody that can help me not go broke, you know, and not be a jack off. Can you do that? And he'd be like, oh, sure, Johnny. Just give me $1 million, buddy. I'm fine. You got it, Dom. Just please help me not
just
be an idiot.
Give me a ticket, Johnny. I'll take it from here. By the way, happy
Closer,
birthday.
Get him.
Happy birthday to Dom. It's his birthday today.
That's why I brought it up. Happy birthday, buddy. I gave him a hug last night and gave him an early birthday when I saw him in the studio, but... Yeah, I asked him what he was doing for his birthday. He's working. He was in court all day and everything else, man. The guy's a hustler. So mm-hmm. Happy birthday, Dom. 47 years old. You believe it?
I can believe it. He looks great.
He does, man. God, he's younger than me, too. I'm an old piece of doo-doo.